Patriots Monday, Mutt and Lou, 93.7 WEEI. Troy Brown is here. Patriots Monday started with Tom Brady at about 6:30 this morning, throwing accolades at Danny Woodhead, who joins us here in studio. So why did the Jets let you go? What the hell is going on there, Danny?
D-U-M.
That's just what they needed to do at the time, I guess. And I feel very, very fortunate that I'm here.
So they used you for wide receiver more?
Not
the backfield?
I was moved to wide receiver, and they had me do a little bit of both, but that's not something I really think about too much anymore.
So they were setting up for the Tebow move when they got
rid of you.
They could see well into the future what was going to happen. Who do you think has more success, Tebow or Woodhead?
Listen, I don't know if you're aware of this, but on Comcast, the Patriots pregame, Troy Brown, Ty Lahr there, and Troy before the game said Danny Woodhead is going to go for 100 yards. Oh, he said rushing. He said it should have been total yards.
Rushing, yeah.
He called you're going to go for 100 yards. Now, Troy, was there anything that led to that?
I was just wanting to see a Woodhead sighting, man. I mean, he's been a little quiet, the last couple of weeks, and it was just perfect. I mean, there was no Bolden, and it was a perfect setup for him to be the changeup back to Ridley this weekend. And I just thought that he would have a big game today.
So during the week, did you see it during the week and just being out there in the field and practice more reps?
I don't really think about that too much, like how many reps I'm going to get or how many touches I'm going to get. I just try to approach every day the same, and if I get opportunities to make the best of them.
You had two touchdowns that were interesting. I want to start with the rushing touchdown because it seemed like we talk about your no-huddle offense all the time, how it catches teams off guard. In that particular situation, you guys had gone quick during that drive. You seemed to catch them off guard, and then you had both Logan and Nate seal off a guy, and you went untouched from about 13 yards out. Is that the benefit of when you hurry up the offense a little bit, having the Bills off keel in that situation?
It might be, but I think the benefit is having that offensive line and them being able to seal off their guys. I had 10 other guys out there doing their job, and I just had to do my job, and that was running the end zone. It's great to play on a team like this because everyone's so selfless, and when you get 11 guys on the same page, not worrying about who's getting the ball or whatever it may be, I think that's a good thing.
Talk about that offensive line, but in the preseason it was one of the concerns, I think, because they had trouble blocking a lot of people, and you were worried about the depth and some injuries, and then you have Mankins going out in the third quarter with that ankle. He's in a walking boot after the game. Connolly leaves in the second quarter. Thomas, McDonald, they just step in. They have been outstanding this year for you guys.
Everyone that's on this team is definitely trusted by everyone else, whether it be the coaches or the players. We trust each other to do their job, and I think that's a great thing about the makeup of this team is everyone's worried about what they're supposed to do and then coming together once we're on the field.
What you got from me? You're waiting on me? You're looking at me? Oh, okay. I was waiting for you to ask
a
question.
I thought you could ask a question there. But let me ask you this then, because I mentioned to you before we went on the air, but you win the game. You're 6-3. That's the most important thing. There's some separation now a little bit in the AFC East, the division that we expect or think that you guys can get in control. But Patriot fans look at it as, is this team good enough to win a Super Bowl? So even though you win, you still look at it and say, well, defensively, there's some flaws. It is week 10 coming off the bye week. Were you guys surprised coming off of that bye week that maybe you came out and maybe the other side of the football, but still defensively didn't play your best game?
Every week we try to approach the same, and that's to stay prepared, be prepared for the game, for any situation, that's going to, happen. And the most important thing is we won the game. We scored more points than them. No matter what way you look at it, we had 37, they had 31, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I mean that is a very important thing that you do win those games, even though you're supposed to win them, and you may win them ugly or close. But give us a little bit of the feel in the locker room though after the game. I mean, really, was it like a kind of a happy, but look, guys, we got to do a whole lot better type mood in the locker room?
I think it was what we're looking at is we won a game. It was a division game, and those are hard to come by. As you know, Troy, you've been in the NFL.
It's a process,
so
man.
It is, and yep. We won the game. We won a division game, and you know, when you look at the win loss column, it goes on the W side instead of the L side. So we're very happy with that.
You know, it is one of Bill's youngest teams, I think, that he's had, and coming off a bye historically, they've been very good. And you just wonder, you've been here now for a few years. Was the bye week any different? Do they monitor, especially maybe with a younger team, to make sure these guys focus, or you guys are kind of on point when you come back?
You know, I think everyone, whether we be a younger team or not, I think we understand, you know, what's at hand. We understand it's a bye week. Obviously, get some rest, but be ready to go and be ready to prepare, and that's what we tried to do, and we were able to come out with a victory, and that was the number one goal, was to win the game. So I think that's definitely a positive.
On the second touchdown, the one out of the backfield, Tom seemed to avoid a little bit of pressure. Danny, he rolled out. He found you, caught you in stride, and you went in. Was that the play design, or when Tom starts to scramble around, is there, okay, I got to get open here, I got to get myself to a position where if he does scramble and look, I'm available to catch the ball out of the backfield?
I was just trying to run my route, and you know, whenever there's a guy close to me, maybe he's in man, whether it be zone, I'm trying to get open. So there's more than just myself, you know, running the route. And I think if there was some pressure trying to scramble a little, he was looking for the open guy, and I happened to be open on that play. So I just tried to do what I could with it.
You know, we talked to Dion a lot. He talks about maybe some touchdown celebrations. Obviously, there was some thought with Gronkowski out in London. I got to ask you, you had a little bit of a little shimmy, a little shake after one of them. Any thought? Or just happened?
Let's be honest about this. Do any of my touchdown dances or anything, do they look planned? They're not.
The one that you always do is, I'm expecting that one anyway, and then it looks like it's just second nature to you, because you jump up and you do the little half-step thing,
right,
and you're pointing your finger.
Right,
and,
right. You know, these were definitely not planned. It's just I don't know. Once you cross that line, you never know what's going to happen. And just like yesterday, didn't know what was going to happen, but I did, I guess, a little shimmy shake or something. I'm not real sure what it was.
I know when I stopped dancing after that Pittsburgh punt return. That was the last time I did. Ty talked me into doing it. Ty talked me into doing a few things I didn't want to do. But, you know, now I haven't danced really since then. And my kids saw some highlights of it, and they were like, you know, I see why you don't dance when you score touchdowns, but it's a good thing. But hey, I mean, you got to work with Ridley too on that. What was that?
I haven't asked him. I don't know what that was. I was trying to figure it out, and I was kind of talking to Shannon. I was like, "What is that?" And we're just, we don't know.
It was pretty bad
about that.
But a question about Woodhead, the player, man. What? How tall are you? Like, what? 5'8". Okay.
5'8". Ask Harold Nash. This offseason.
Harold's going to say
you're 5'8", because he's 5'7". Okay, himself.
And he wants to say he's 5'9". Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Basically. So, I mean, it's yeah. But anyway, do you think that gives you quite an advantage? I know, like, for some defenders that they can't really find you behind the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Is it a problem for you that you can't see them either, probably? Or does it benefit you, especially on some of these pass patterns when you come out on those angle routes, mm-hmm, and you come back across the middle?
I don't think it's a disadvantage by any means. I don't know if it's an advantage, but I know, you know, in the however many years I've played football in my life, I don't think it's ever been a disadvantage. Have there been times where people have lost me? I could say that's happened quite a few times. But when I'm running, I don't always think about it. But I naturally, obviously, run lower than most people, so it may help.
A disadvantage, because you do pretty well. When you get the ball, I mean, you probably get more positive yards than anybody when they run in the football, but not more than CJ Spiller. He's doing pretty good.
Yeah. I'm just trying to do what I do, and that's if I get the ball in my hands, I'm going to try to make something positive happen. And
gotcha.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
I was expecting you to have more 15-yard penalties with blows to the head. You know, guys can't really get that low on you. You know what I'm saying? So they always hit me in the head when they're talking to you.
Maybe that's what can happen when you're 5'8". 5'8", Troy.
5'8". 5'8". It's Troy. It's 5'8". Now listen,
I'm 5'12".
It's tough to find you, but when they do, I got some big boys out there. Can you remember, is there one, or maybe you forget it because it was hit so hard, one hit where a guy was just, wow, I mean, this guy just took me out.
You know, if you're going to think of something, probably special teams last year in Tampa. I got a hit pretty good in the preseason. So, but you know, football is a game where you're going to get hit. So I don't really think about the time.
And you got some
extras.
Extras.
I mean,
you know, you talk about hits. What do you think about your teammate? You think he's a punk?
My team
Spikes.
Hey, he's out there playing the game as well as he can.
I love Spikes, man. I love Spikes.
That's your boy. That's
my
run
boy.
Stopper in the NFL, according to Troy Brown.
Yeah, I got to work with him over the offseason here with his speed, though. We got to get him to cover a little bit better. Then I can come in and proclaim that he is the best linebacker in the game today.
Well,
forget Patrick Willis.
We're watching a lot of college football highlights today here in studio. Got the TVs on. And you see so much of the spread offense, Danny, at the college level. Mm-hmm. I feel like the last couple of years, and if Chip Kelly makes the jump from Oregon to the NFL, even more so, the NFL's starting to spread out a little bit. Does that benefit a guy like you, such a good pass catcher, out of the backfield to spread out and get those one-on-one matchups with a slow linebacker or a safety/linebacker middle of the field?
I don't know. That's probably a question more for coaches, you know? I mean, I'm just a guy that's going to go out there and play and try to do everything I can to do well on any given play. So that's probably a question for coaches.
I got a question for you, though, and
all
you
right.
got the answer today now. Because
okay.
I want to know, was there a big difference playing with Sanchez, playing with Tom Brady?
No, they're the same quarterback.
You're going to have to answer today. You can answer. How big of a difference was it?
You know what? I was only there for a couple years. And
that's all you need. That's it, man.
You know, being here in New England.
Playing
with Tom, you know what Tom is, and he's obviously he's fairly decent quarterback.
I was just messing with you. I knew you were. I was just messing with you, man.
Let me ask you this, because this was posed by a caller. Can you win with Tom Brady still? Because some people out there actually think you can.
You know, we trust the players on this roster. We trust what the coaches
have
done.
Would you trade Tom Brady for Dwayne Bowe?
That was another one.
We definitely have faith in Tom.
Danny Woodhead joining us here.